Hey everyone, welcome to WWLU 88.7. It's your girl Dari, and I'm here to introduce my first podcast ever. So the title of my podcast is Who Is She? And the meaning behind Who Is She is basically just an introduction of like my life, obviously. I'll be talking about, most of the podcast will be about where I come from, my background. I'm a graduating senior, so a new life starting. You guys will be introduced to some of my friends, my family. I'll definitely talk about news in the media and things that surround the Black culture, Black girls, Black men in our culture, the things they go through, and many more. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. And I decided to start this channel because I feel like personally I want to get my voice out there as well. I've been in school for 4 years and I've done so much on my campus that I feel like I'm ready to bring it out into like the real world. So basically back home, Baltimore City, Baltimore County, I want to talk about issues in other areas too. I have a lot of friends from Jersey and Pennsylvania, Philly. So I definitely want to open up to everybody and get this podcast started. My target audience, I really feel as though I want to gear more towards the young people. So I would say women age 18 to however old you may be, men, definitely young men, because I feel as though today in today's culture, like guys tend to get so caught up in the whole like I feel as though guys get caught up in being stuck in the women who are in their area, like the women they see every day. And I want them to understand that, it's more women out there who do have a good head on their shoulders and are headed on the right path. And I also want women to see the same thing. I feel like a lot of women I know often go off of the whole, like, oh, guys these days are so terrible and things of that nature, and I just want them to understand that it definitely is more than the guys that you are surrounded by on a daily or the guys that you deal with in your life. So I hope my podcast gets out to everyone. I hope it leaves an impact on everyone. I want my podcast to basically allow other people around me or my list, my audience to understand that you can make it even if like you don't have to start from the bottom, if that makes sense. Like, I know a lot of artists and social media influencers and everything always go from the whole like, oh, I didn't have nothing and like my parents were MIA my whole life and things of that things of that sort. And really, I'm not the same. Like, my parents were here during my life. I have a whole family. I have friends who basically are by my side and, helping me get to where I'm at. And I want everyone to understand that, it's good to have people by your side and it's good that, people are here to help you and push you forward in your everyday life, or push you forward when you need help and be there by your side, emotionally, spiritually, physically, just everything. And I was inspired to start this channel basically by YouTube, I can say. I listen to a lot of YouTube girls, Aaliyah J, Cinderella OG. Will and Live. I watch people on YouTube and I enjoy it. Like, I literally will watch YouTube more than I watch TV. And so basically with this channel, I was influenced because I'm like, well, I feel like I just want to have deep talks with people and I just want people to understand that it's young people out here who also are going through what they are going through, and it's young people out here who do have fun on a daily basis. And I want it to be something where you could listen to it in your car or on your way to class or on your way to work or wherever you may be going. It's more of a I'm here for people to listen to me and also to get feedback and give back to people and how, and their lives as well. Honestly, I feel as though like my podcast should be, it definitely will be open for collaborations. I feel like it's better. I'm more excited about men collaborations, honestly, only because I feel like women are always gonna, well, 90% of the time, always gonna agree with each other on certain topics. And I feel like if I collab with more men, then it'll be a better understanding for me, and I could like broaden my intellect and learn more from their perspective of everyday life, and learn more from the man's perspective of what they go through and how far they've come, and just basically compare it to my life and how we may be the same or we may not be the same. I feel as though men are more easy to talk to, and sometimes I feel as though men have more of a understanding and an outlook. I'm not to say that women are not the same, but I also feel as though men are definitely more, I don't know the word I'm looking for. I would just say men are more open, and they want you to understand just as much as women do. So basically my favorite thing about the whole podcast thing is that, or like, the podcast community is that basically I feel as though everyone gets to just express themselves in the way that, you don't really get to express yourselves on different or other platforms. So like basically on Twitter, like, yeah, you get to express yourself, but people don't really pay you a lot of attention on Twitter unless it's like, like when, okay, so for instance, when you're on Twitter and you're like scrolling, when you see like a person's name over and over and over again, it's kind of hard to like keep up with what they're talking about when it's like other people in between their tweets and things such as that nature. I feel as though podcasts are more enlightening to like life and allowing people to understand, like, it's more conversation wise. So you get to really explain yourself on why you feel the way you feel about your topics. Three things I really, really want my podcast family to know about me is that I'm super outgoing. I feel as though I'm a hard worker. So, okay, let me explain each. I'm outgoing, obviously. So I like talking to people. I'm into learning new things. I'm into teaching new things. I'm into basically, just going out and experiencing the different things that the world has to offer. I'm not gonna lie, I do have moments where I'd rather be home or be like alone in my own space, but I definitely do enjoy going out and having fun and meeting people and, socializing, creating new networks, and basically also just getting my brand out there. Like, who is she? I want this to be a name that everybody can feel inclusive in, even men. Like, even though the title is like, who is she? And you would think of a woman. I want men to also feel as though they can come in onto my show and talk with me about certain things. Like I said, I'm hardworking. I've worked hard especially these past 4 years of my college career, being at Lincoln, the Lincoln University of Pennsylvania. I've definitely learned so much. I've learned that, you can't depend on others, and when you want something, you really have to go and get it. You have to build your brand and build yourself up. And of course, every year you mature and you learn new things about yourself, but I definitely would say, like, being a hard, you can't really go too far if you don't work hard. Like, nothing's gonna come to you easy. So I would definitely say I'm a hard worker. And another thing about me is that I am very, 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 very helpful. I love helping other people. I love caring for other people. I love being there for other people. Like, I'm definitely a person who you can lean on, talk to. I feel like I give good advice, even with my friends or my family. Like, I'm the calm soul in the family and between my friends. So like every time people come to me, it's like I'm not gonna give you the hard rundown. I'm more of a person who's open to like explaining to you why the other person may have did what they did, or why, people feel a certain way. I always see both sides of the of the track. Like I'm not one-sided at all. And I feel like that's really gonna help me, like, build my podcast and build my brand, because I can give people what they want while also learning from people and, receiving what to allowing people to know what I want and what I feel should happen. So, those are definitely three big things that I feel the podcast world should know about me. My next podcast will be coming up soon. I'm gonna try to get these going at least 2, 3 times a week. Just to let you guys know what's going on and let other people, like I said, tune in and let others talk about what they want to talk about and expand on. It's always something new help happening in the media. So, I definitely will use this platform to speak on what's happening in the media and try to make a difference in what's happening in the media and around me. So I just want to say thank you guys for tuning in to my first show. I'm very excited to see what's going to happen and how far I go. Like, I want to do this. I have a YouTube channel, Who Is She, the YouTube channel, so you guys can definitely tune into that as well. Follow me on social media, and my Twitter is Call Me Dari, and my Instagram is also Call Me Dari. So yeah, thank you for tuning in, and see you next time.